Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Tuesday morning. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
EMCs, good morning to you. It is hot. It is incredibly humid day today. It's one of those days where you stand there and sweat. You don't even need to do anything. The sweat just becomes upon you. 90 degrees. We're going to feel like upper 90s.
Upon you.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I do.
Get that forearm sweat or whatever you particularly sweat at. That's where it's going to hit. Close to 100 degrees. Mm. Isolated thunderstorm chances today. Probably similar to yesterday, but just a little bit more of it.
I hate that I know what you're saying. You're talking about the forearm sweat. I think it like when you get a sweat mustache, like the sweat stash, that's when you know
I get
it's
it
bad.
On the forearms yeah. and the wrist. Like I don't get the, and you're right.
Moist face.
Each of us have that area.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe it's the pits. We're all friends here. We're EMCs. Mine's right there on the forearms. And I was just out yesterday. I was thinking to myself, oh, I'm going to like put, I don't know, whatever, do something. Nothing major outside, standing there sweating. So it's going to be one of those days.
Today's did you still do the thing outside? Or
yeah,
did you,
I had to get done. Oh, so I was like, okay.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah. I would have turned right around and went back in the
it
AC.
It is. We should all, whenever our electric bills hit, we should all compare and contrast them. EMCs. We should do that someday. And then discuss on how we can lower those particular electric bills, because I would imagine those of us with AC would have to run that at some point in time. And then it just, you know, I mean, it's super hot out, so it runs lengthily.
It runs lengthily. I need to take out a loan to pay my electric bill these days, so I don't know what's going on. Don't
Am
get
I
me
double charged for the electric?
I thought I missed a payment the last time I got my electric bill. I'm like, oh, wow, I must have forgot to pay last month. And I was like, nope, this is just for 1 month.
Yeah. Like First Energy, and then it was, now it's Enbridge, now it's something, like, I don't even know who I'm paying. I just look, it's an auto pay, and then I look and I think to myself, oh, I need to DoorDash. I need to figure out
start
another income
right.
to turn the lights on.
It's that bad.
It's now something. I don't know if I can get this done.
I hear you. Same.
Know. Let's do it. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Oh, the game continues. Today's the day. Today's the day.
You think so?
No, but I hope that it is. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is The Envelope, which is in a box because remember round two. I thought about, actually I had a dream about that. We would still be on the second game if Jen wouldn't have, you know, basically given you the answer.
I didn't though.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we'd love your guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
John Ritter.
I used to love John Ritter, man. That is so sad. It's not John Ritter, though.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate the guest. Do you like this game?
No.
What do you mean no?
Love you.
What are you talking about?
Oh, it's terrible.
It's a great way to wake up.
Too many dead people to pick from.
We are whittling it down. You just did your part today. John Ritter now off the list. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
You have any idea what your electric bill is? I don't mean to pry, but
But isn't
it was ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. Mine was over $300.
Oh, ours wasn't that bad, but our gas bill was ridiculous.
Oh, my gas bill was lower. Yeah. My gas bill wasn't bad. The electric, I think it was, I don't know what my gas bill was. It was not $100. I know that.
Same. I had the same experience. Electric insane. Gas was just under $100.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. I thought mine was like, did I keep the lights on all the time? Did the AC run all the time? Was I like, do we have all of our phones plugged in? I don't even understand how it gets that high.
They take advantage when they know everybody's got to run the air.
Yeah. And what I'd like to know, is there something I need to opt out of that I'm opted into that I don't know about?
That's what I was looking at the last time I got my bill, and I saw this. There's a Dynegy on there. What is that?
Dignity. You lost your dignity.
No, I did. Well, no, and I'm Googling that. I'm like, what is that? And then it looks like that's the supplier, then the illuminating company. I don't even understand it. It's so much money.
It's just me and my husband, and we both work all day. So it's like, how is it this much unless the dog's turning stuff on? I don't know.
So, and I don't know this for sure. What exactly happens if you don't pay your electric bill?
I think you lose your electric. I would not explore that option. I mean, it is crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
The jumping of the bill, the requiring to auto pay, don't even get me started. Julie said hers went up. She said the electric bill went from $94 to $210. That's insane.
It's more than double, right?
That's crazy. Carrie said, I live in Amherst. My electric, water, and sewer combined was $150. Mm-hmm. Air is on all the time.
Yeah.
Now, see, that would be nice compared to what my electric bill is currently.
What makes me feel better and at the same time also makes me feel worse and I guess confused is that there seems to be no answer when I ask if I'm opted into something incorrectly or if there was a way that I could cut that other than literally just not having it on. Because I feel like there is a question that we are mailed. Do you want to be opted into something, opted out of something? Like there's something that I just feel like I am.
And you don't research it.
Correct. Right. Correct. So you just think to yourself, I'm either going to get to that or something that I just didn't pay attention to, or it was an oversight on my part. Cause I pay the bills. That's just kind of, one of the things that I do is just pay attention to the bills and pay the bills. And I feel like I didn't do something right.
I agree with that feeling
of just not knowing. That's one thing that drives me crazy. If I opted out
and we should have opted in and everybody else is doing it differently. But then we get these messages of these people that have these huge bills too. So maybe they don't
have an answer. Right. No, we've never had a call that's had an answer. So I didn't opt into the super energy program that I thought I did. Like has like a cape.
Same.
The Superman actually flies down and fixes my particular house. Because that's what I should be opted into.
I hope he brings crypto.
I'm like, hey, crypto. I would pay for that. I'm having trouble here. I don't know what's going on. Thanks, buddy.
For sure.
Because that's the plan that we apparently are all opted
100%.
Into. 100%. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
Ever since I checked my phone this morning and even last night right before bed, all I could see on my For You page was videos from Cedar Point flooding. And I realized people are just not serious.
I saw a fake one last night. Have you gotten the AI ones too? There was an AI Cedar Point flooding one. I'm like,
why did they need an AI when they're real?
I don't know.
Was it animals diving into there from Olympics that we talked about last week?
No, but it's like when you're hearing the story, like Cedar Point flooded, and then something like that pops up on your feed. I was like, what is happening? At first, like my brain took a second. It was like showing the entrance and people like swimming out of the park.
Was it like excessive flooding?
It was very excessive flooding.
We should get to the actual flooding because it did happen. I mean, it was certainly a thing yesterday. And maybe you were there.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Yesterday, a crazy storm rolled in at Cedar Point. It happened really quick and it caused areas to flood. Like the park itself was flooded, the parking lot. And then, of course, social media, you go on there, and I was just filled with videos of people. The first couple I saw were just normal, like, you know, mom and dad, like, carrying the stroller, like, lifting it up, trying to get out of the flood, people being normal. And then it turned into people didn't know how to take it serious, and I saw videos of people, of, like, kids, it looked like they were in a splash pad, not flooding. They were diving in, like, it was like a slip and slide. There are kids paddleboarding in the parking lot. And then the one video I saw that was going viral, it's been gaining traction. She captioned it, POV, the one day you decide to go to Cedar Point. And she shows herself. She's bundled up in a raincoat with the hood up and then flashes to the flooded water where there's a guy. He was doing push-ups in the water. And when he would go down, he'd like his head was submerged. There's a group of girls making a TikTok dance video in the middle of the flood. And then there's people purposely like laying down in the water to fully cover themselves. A lot of these videos, too, were posted to the Jet 2 holiday song that's been trending. So it's very fitting for the summer that we're having.
I'm not doing any of that.
What?
I'm not getting that dirty water.
Oh, like
no,
swimming in the
water is like bad for you.
It's so disgusting. It's the first thing I think. I think to myself, now as a kid, if I'm like 7 years old, whatever, you know, I think that's probably the coolest thing ever. And I'm stomping around that thing. I understand that. But when I saw those videos and like their heads submerged in that water.
Yeah.
I'm like, I said to myself, you cannot be doing that.
Running through
seriously.
It as a kid, that's one thing. Yeah, but like the grown adults that were like laying in it.
I know, that's what I'm talking about. The kids don't know.
That's so
rainy
funny.
Days, you go out there if there's no lightning and stuff like that. That's great, though. It's hot outside, you're cooling off. Grown adults should know not to be doing that.
Now, it's so funny. I would think of that, and I can't believe that you're the one that did, the guy that doesn't wash his feet. But you're right, that is a filth water that you would be...
So in the shower,
listen,
I wash ankles up. The water and
like,
the soap cascades down
so
to my
think
feet,
of this.
Which does wash my feet. So technically I do. I just don't scrub them.
Think of this. You're submerging your adult body in that water on the ground where your filth foot has been walking all day.
Where is more disgusting? Me not washing the feet or face planting into some dirty water at Cedar Point?
No further questions, Your Honor. That's disgusting.
Well, I don't want...
How are you swimming around there?
Cedar Point is like a one-time situation that doesn't happen frequently. The foot washing is like a continuous thing. So
you want to touch my feet? You want to feel how smooth they are?
No.
Untouched.
No.
Same feet when I was a baby.
No,
same skin.
Not.
Same skin.
They're definitely hairier. Definitely hairier than baby.
Hairier. My feet aren't hairy.
You just said the same feet as when you were a baby. You
That's
have hair
true.
On your
well, they're
feet.
Larger. I mean, you know what
well,
I mean.
Yeah,
I was getting that.
I'm just trying to say.
So you said you saw some AI ones.
You know what? I did, and I like got tricked right at first. I was so confused by what popped up.
Yeah, and maybe you saw some. Maybe you were there. 216-343-1021, or you can shoot us a DM. Floodwaters at Cedar Point continues. Would you drink flood water? 216.
Oh, my God. No.
Okay, we're talking about
No one was drinking the water.
Well,
that
you
I
don't
saw,
know.
That
I don't
I saw.
Know. Okay. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. We're talking about Cedar Point. We're at Stevie on the socials. There was a lot. It flooded.
It
I mean, a lot of rain. It was, I don't know how many inches of water. I mean, it was all over the place in the main kind of concourse area in the parking lot. I mean, where else did you see? That's what I saw. That's a couple of things
yeah,
I saw.
Yeah, like mainly by the ride that takes you to the other side.
Yeah.
What's that thing called? The lift.
I rode that for the first time at Cedar Point. I had never
yes.
ridden that ride
oh, yeah.
at Cedar Point. I think at other parks maybe that I did when I was a kid or something like that. You have to be on your toes. You need
oh,
to.
It's like, it's like a ski lift. Like you
yes.
gotta get
they
on
will
it quick.
Leave without you.
Yeah.
They will leave you hanging from it if you do not close that.
Like get right
you,
on there.
You need, sir, you need to move.
I
that might actually be
years.
The scariest ride in the park. People talk about Siren's Curse and this and Magnum or whatever. I think it's the, you know, the flying bucket.
Right.
Ever been left by a flying bucket?
You need I mean, those, that's a separate
sir, move, sir, move, sir, yeah. move, sir, move, get out. Sir, move, sir. I'm. It is a thing.
It is stressful, like waiting in the line. You're trying to figure out which color you're going to be, so you know, like
yep.
you got to have a game plan.
And
it's
I told
stressful.
My daughter, oh. it was her first time on there. She's 10 years old. Said, "Is you're going to have to go. You're going to have to run faster than you ever have. You're going to have to dive in that bucket.
That's
we
you
have
know
to
what?
Get in
that's
the bucket.
Causing
and by the way,
stress.
Probably made it worse.
By the way, the doors at the bucket, most narrow doors you've ever seen. You have to go sideways. I don't think a human could fit through. An adult, they are narrow doors. You have to sideways into the bucket.
I know. And then I'm very concerned about how heavy the bucket get. Like, depending on the amount of people in the bucket, it's hanging on that string. It feels heavy.
The string doesn't bother me, but when it goes over the...
Oh, the wheels? Yeah, I don't like that either. Yeah. Okay. I think just walk, maybe.
What did you see? The AI floods.
Was well, it's, so, you know, you read that the Cedar Point floods are happening, but then I opened up and I was trying to find... I don't know if it was TikTok. I don't know if it was Instagram. But I looked at it at first and I thought, oh my gosh, this is awful. And it was the entrance to Cedar Point. So you could see the sign, but the flood was up so high. It was like covering like the ticket booths and people were swimming with like looks of terror on their face. And I mean, like, you know, it took me like 10 seconds to realize like, wait, what is going on here? Oh, this isn't real. This is like somebody AI generated this photo
so
of the front
like,
gate.
Like a hurricane.
Yeah, like it was bad. And like people were like swimming out of the gates with like looks of terror. Like it looked really awful. I so badly wish I could find it, and I cannot. And obviously, I didn't like it, so it's not in my likes from yesterday.
So it did flood yesterday. Is there any fun factor to that at all?
That you're at Cedar Point and it floods?
Yes.
No. I mean, people made the best of it, but I would not have.
Yeah, if you're there, you know, you plan this day, and you're going, you're ready to go, you know, school's approaching, maybe this is one of your last things to do with the summer, I'm just creating a narrative. You go to Cedar Point, and it floods. Like, is there any, you're there when it floods, any fun factor at all? Because I think that probably just miz.
Also, and how soon after that do the rides reopen?
Right.
Like, how flooded up was it?
Were the rides,
like, it doesn't affect the rides at all. Day, it seems so. I think I would just be like, "All right, we had a day. I'm getting out of there.
Yeah, wrap it up.
Everyone swim around. I'm
swim
gone.
Right out of that Stevie's parking
like,
lot.
Let's hit that McDonald's on the way out. Yes, I am out of here.
100% would do the same thing, there Stevie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not that I want to call out one of my kids, Max, for calling me something the other day, but my son, and maybe you can relate to this, you know, kids have their own language. We joke about it. There's a million videos on social media on all the different words they use. But my son called me something the other day that I had never heard of before when we were swimming. Because he said, Mom, are you going to get your hair wet today? I said, no, I'm not going to get my hair wet. He's never get your hair wet. I can't believe you're this thing. And I'm like, wait, what is that thing? And then I Googled it and I don't.
And we can say it on the air.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I think I could say it on the air.
Okay.
But I couldn't believe he called me this. And then I'm reading through it. I'm like, I don't think I'm this. And I'm curious, Tim, if you've heard of this term before.
Okay.
The kids have so many terms, and maybe there's roots in where this term comes from. I had never heard of this, and I have some, you know, I have some pushbacks.
I'll be curious if I've heard of it because I have a 10-year-old daughter. You have two boys, and even from those two worlds are totally different.
Totally different.
They have words you haven't heard.
Right.
You have words I have never heard of.
And Max and Izzy are close. Max is 11.
Right.
Izzy is
right
10.
There.
Right. So they're like right around the same age, and they definitely dabble in the same regions. But yeah, it's definitely different.
What could it be?
Boy.
At the pool because
it's not,
you
it's not a good
wait, you
thing,
said you were not getting your hair wet?
Correct.
Okay, so you're not
it's
getting
what
your
prompted
hair wet.
This comment.
If you have a guest, shoot us a DM. I'm curious about this. Ooh. 3.5 minutes away. What did Max call you? And we're allowed to air it because you wouldn't
so.
Get your hair wet. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorite. So Max called you what?
A Utah mom. Have you ever heard of a Utah mom?
That I have not heard of.
Well, immediately I heard it. Max was like, he's like, oh, you're such a Utah mom. I'm like, what? Who's a Utah mom?
Utah.
Well, so here I had to go to Urban Dictionary.
Oh, man.
All I'm saying is this is not accurate. And again, he said, Mom, are you getting your hair wet in the pool? And I wasn't getting my hair wet in the pool that day. Okay. I just wasn't. I didn't want to have to wash the hair. It was, you know.
Do you normally get the hair wet in the pool, or are you known for not getting the hair wet in the
I
pool?
I don't often get the hair
okay,
wet in the
I'm
pool.
Okay. I'm just trying to draw the pictures.
Also, I have that issue with my ear and it going underwater. It's like a whole thing. So anyway, I wasn't getting my hair wet. So you tell mom on, why are you laughing? Are you looking at Urban Dictionary?
No. I can't really. We're getting to your definition. So when I just Google, and you can do this, when you Google Utah mom, it shows a Utah. Once again, I'm not familiar with this.
Oh, you have a picture?
It shows get to know the Utah mom, Jane Williamson. I don't know if this is bad or good. I have no idea. I'm not acting like I do.
Maybe this is where it comes from.
I don't know if this is, I don't know. I have no idea. But what does Urban Dictionary say?
A mother that wears Lululemon. I want to argue each of these points, but let me read the definition first. Okay. A mother that wears Lululemon, wears makeup everywhere, has a Stanley water bottle, keeps up with the trends, and has her kids involved in multiple extracurricular activities. And the way Max described it to me, first of all, no, I just bought my first piece of Lululemon. I just told you that.
It was lovely.
I don't wear it everywhere.
So that's right.
I don't wear makeup everywhere.
Wait, let's go bit by bit. What was the first one?
A mother that wears Lululemon.
Wait, can we get Stevie in here?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to take this hit.
Stevie, can you come in here real quick?
Curious.
I want to know if she's heard of Utah Mom.
That's what I want to know.
Okay. And then maybe we'll go bit by bit after the next
one. Yeah. So then we'll go bit by bit.
I'm not taking this. I know better. I'm not going 101. Have you heard of Utah Mom?
Yes.
Oh my God, you have? Okay.
Because of that show that was very popular right now. Everyone's talking
about it. Okay, see, that's...
The Mormon Wives one?
Yes. Yeah,
that's where it comes from?
That's what it is.
Oh, my God. Man. I've watched that show.
That's a trendy thing. And there's, like, the Utah teenage boy trend. That's a thing.
I did not know he was calling me the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
He might not know that.
I don't
that
think
is
he does.
Where
He's 11.
It originated.
His explanation was like how I make their Christmases perfect and I sign them up for like all of these activities and things that even if they don't want to do them, they have to do them because they're like the most perfect things or the most wonderful things. And I was like, I'm sorry, do you not want wonderful Christmases and wonderful things to do? And he was like, well, no.
But you got to scale back Christmas this year.
Apparently.
Jen, what are you doing to them?
Apparently.
Man. So do we go bit by bit?
We can because I can tell you this is not me. I mean,
my heart is racing.
Listen.
I'm getting forearm sweats. You know what? We're going to do it. You have to stay in here with me, Stevie.
I'm ready.
Maybe we'll both leave. We'll see what happens. Get married. Have kids, they said. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Then they call you a Utah mom.
My 11-year-old called me a Utah mom. I didn't know what it meant. I've looked up the definition. And here, we're going to go through this, right? Here's the definition. A mother that wears Lululemon.
You wear Lululemon.
Stevie.
Oh, no.
I just told you this the other day. I had a gift card. I bought my first piece of Lululemon clothing. I have never owned it before.
I think that does not count then.
Thank you, Stevie.
Wait, do you wear Lululemon? You have Lululemon and wear it or you don't?
I have it. I wore them for the first time, a pair of shorts the other day, and they were lovely.
A Lululemon mom to me is someone that just every pair of shorts they own.
Okay, we'll take that.
It's only Lululemon.
I feel like that too. And like the leggings and the sports outfits and stuff.
They have the whole outfit and more than just one outfit.
Right. Do you have the dupes? Do you have like dupe Lululemon? Like if Costco has the dupes, you know,
No, because remember I tried to get
those. All right, so then that's off the list.
That's off the list. I don't wear it. Wears makeup everywhere.
No, you're not wearing any right now.
That's correct. I don't wear it. Often, every day I come in here with no makeup on.
Okay. So what about the other 23 hours of the day? You'll put on makeup when we have a meeting. We'll have a meeting. It'll be on.
Well, it's not
Tasty
on right
Tuesday
now. I will put it on later. That's not everywhere.
She's got loopholes and she's really using it.
No, that's definitely.
Well, here.
You definitely do.
I don't. I'm not wearing it right now.
No.
I'm not. Thank you, Stevie. Has a Stanley water bottle. False.
No, you are loyal to Owala.
I am very Owala loyal. My coffee mug, my water bottles. Do I carry them everywhere? Yes. But are they Stanleys? No.
You are really escaping this.
Right?
But barely.
I mean,
I know, like the technicalities.
That's what kills me.
If you're not in radio, you should be a lawyer.
I mean, the way you are pivoting
and moving and just whatever, like you cannot narrow. I cannot narrow it down. These are not wrong.
You're not wrong. Now keep up with the trends. I feel like I do. Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe that part. Yes, has her kids involved in multiple extracurricular activities.
Well, Max said you did. I don't know.
Max said, I mean, I do. It's sports. A lot of sports they do. Yeah.
But ones they didn't want to. What did he say, though?
He said something about ones you didn't want to be in? That they don't want to be in, which I don't know that I've ever done that. I don't know what he's talking about.
What does he not want to be in?
I don't know. Camps or the sports?
I'd have to ask him. No, because I signed him up for no camps this summer. Mistake. I'm not sure what that meant. Well, you know, but they have a lot of sports. It was baseball. I mean, are you kidding me? They're baseball, like constant baseball. Maybe it's like when I make them do things they don't want to do. I don't know. But see, I think
Christmas PJs.
Now, Jen. First of all, my kids love that. Second of all, now that we've gone through this, it seems that I'm not a Utah mom.
Okay.
Right, Stevie?
When I think of the Utah mom and I think of like the show and like the moms and the sister wives of Mormon, what is it called?
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
It's a very lengthy title.
It is a juicy show.
I feel like you are not at that level.
Right.
You're just like a step below. Like you're like in the realm, but not.
I am in the realm?
You're like a
borderline.
Yeah, you were there. You're like a Wyoming mom. Or in Idaho.
Don't say Wyoming.
You're like on the border of Utah,
can't
but
I just
not
be
in.
A Westlake mom?
You're like
yes. That Colorado. Is you are a Westlake mom.
You're like Northern Arizona.
Elyria is at 71 degrees, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Mark Johnson back to reporting weather, not in Cleveland. This is after a 2.5 month hiatus. He's going to be working for the parent company of WKYC for other stations that are owned by Tegna. All-Star Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase has been placed on paid leave as Major League Baseball looks into betting violations. The team says it doesn't expect any other players or staff to be involved. The Cleveland Metro Park Zoo asking for help naming a rare baby tree kangaroo. The first born there in over 25 years. You can vote at the Tree Kangaroo Conservation Program online. He was born last fall.
What's the options? What are the options?
Quit asking me that.
I just was curious. What we were all curious. Did they narrow them down for us?
They did, Tim. There are three.
What are the
Pohan?
Pohan.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing them right. So you know that's
Pohan
why I didn't
kangaroo.
Read them.
Little
Pohan. Well, how would you? Pohan? I don't know.
I don't have it in front of me. I mean.
Rainbow.
Oh, Rainbow.
Rainbow. Maybe it's Rainbow. Rainbow. I don't know. And Miragi. Maragi.
Oh, mm-hmm. Mirage. I think that we should be allowed to, premise of the show. I think that we should be allowed to be on the original. Like, we should be able to submit names to then be finalized.
For the initial votes.
Yeah, Northeast Ohio.
What would you submit?
I mean, we'll have some horrible names that are in there.
Yeah.
You know, is it like the time that, like, Bodie McBoatface got through and actually named? I understand that.
That was so great.
You know, Pouch McPoucherton will get through. But that's part of the fun. You have to weed it.
First of all, please. Hey, everyone.
Bobby McHopperton.
Come see the baby kangaroo, Pouchy McPoucherton.
Who would not go see Pouchy McPoucherton?
First of all, that's adorable. I would. And then you just call him Pouchy for short?
Yeah.
That's very cute.
Right?
Yeah, I don't
Who
know.
Who would
I'm,
not
like,
go see Pouchy the kangaroo?
I'm very annoyed.
How are you going to go see? What did you say?
I like that.
What did you say?
Stop making
Bo-glide?
Me say that. No.
I don't know what you said.
What did you say?
I don't know.
Bo-glide? What?
Nothing.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.